Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of The Emma Gunn Show. I know lots of you are excited about this, so I think the kindest thing I can do all round is just get straight into it. It's part two of my conversation with nutritional therapist, author, you name it, demigod, I think I called him in the last episode, Ian Marber, the pioneer of Nutribollocks, the Twitter poll that I do urge you to go and follow. His social media handles will be linked in the show notes, so you can click through to them very easily. He answers a good number of listener questions. And just a note before I do crack into the episode, the listener questions were taken from the Emma Gunn Show forum private/closed group on Facebook. Now it's closed just because it means that it's then easier to keep it all nice and tidy in a safe, kind, lovely, supportive place. Once members are approved, if you want to join the group, please do. The link is in the show notes. It's very easy. Ask to join, and hopefully within a day you'll get a response from me and you'll be all approved. That's where I got these questions from, and that's actually where I'm getting quite a few questions for upcoming shows, because I'm giving the forum members a little bit of a sneak preview about who's coming up. And so I'll say, FYI, so-and-so is coming on the show. What would you like to ask them? And it's proving to be a really good way to get the listener questions stuff into the episode. So if you want any input on the show, you can do that. Or obviously you can email me on thebeautypodcast@gmail.com, slip into my DMs on Instagram or Twitter, where I'm at Emma Gunns, or I don't know, you know, That really is it. I think I've covered it all off. I was about to say something about, you know, send a raven, but that's very Game of Thrones and I probably wouldn't get it. Anyway, here he is talking all of the wondrous things that the listeners asked for. It's Ian Marber, part two of Ian Marber answering listening questions on The Emma Gunn Show.
Questions. I'll do quick answers, because otherwise.
Okay, well, I have already put an update on this post. I put this on the Emma Gunn Show forum, which is the closed group on Facebook.
Okay.
So I have to approve members to join, but I do it quite quickly. And I didn't expect the response I've had. I've had a lot of questions, and I have already put an update up saying some of these it will be easy to address, but some of them are much bigger conversations, but okay. We'll do our best to cover them off. So the first one is from Michelle. What to do / take if lacking energy, but your iron levels are okay?
Okay, what to take. It's interesting that
it goes
straight to that rather than what to eat. Mm-hmm. If your energy levels are low, you might want to look at balancing your glucose levels, which is having some protein with complex carbs every time you eat. The combination of those food groups, those macros, means that your food converts to glucose quite slowly, or reasonably slowly, so you have an even amount of energy, so you don't necessarily experience those lows in energy. If you're generally low, obviously see your GP, you might want to see a nutritionist and discuss they call them adaptogenics, mm-hmm. Ginseng, rhodiola, etc. But, you know, you rather than go it alone, if that first suggestion doesn't work, I would say see someone in person, because you want to identify the mechanism mm-hmm. before you blindly throw money at it.
Mm-hmm. What does a portion of protein and complex carbohydrates look
right.
like?
It's very simple. If you extend your hands, then it's your palm.
Okay.
It's a fist size, they say a fist size the same as your palm. That's mm-hmm. your portion of protein. Your fingers represent your vegetables, and your thumb represents two of your thumbs represent your grains.
Okay. Interesting. I like
that. And a thumbnail of oil.
I love it. Any nutritional advice when going through the perimenopause phase of menopause? 42, feeling sluggish, low mood and slight anxiety along with aches and pains. Any dietary advice to ease some or all symptoms? Many, many people. Deborah, that was from Kelly. Deborah's responded. Maria has said, yes, I agree. So there's a lot of people. Carola has also got involved. Asha, Vivian, Maria. So lots of people interested in this.
I'm not a specialist in perimenopause or menopause. Mm-hmm. And I think there are some extremely good books to be had about that subject. So I'm going to pass the buck because I'm not an expert. And
I'd rather you did that than said a load of tosh.
The idea of the best way to sell you something is to sell you the problem. And so, the perimenopause, which, any woman over 40 now, if they don't feel 100%, it could be perimenopause. And so get tested before you think it is, as it were, because you might assume it's A when it could be B.
Okay, got you. Barbara says, are there any foods I can eat before, during my period so that I don't feel exhausted? And there's been lots of likes on that question.
Balance your glucose levels. That's a very important part. It's a very easy
thing
to
do. So that's the protein, complex carbohydrate.
Combining your macros. Eat little and often. So a small breakfast, a small snack, a medium-sized lunch, a small snack in the afternoon, and something to eat in the evening, always combining your food groups. Okay. So always think, where's my protein, is a good way to start. That could help with energy levels. Look at your gut too, because gut bacteria will help produce B vitamins, which are important for energy. There's so many things. There's so many things there. And get tested. If you are low in iron, then don't just take iron, take vitamin C with it. You might need to look at taking a B vitamin as well. Look at your B12 levels. There's more than one thing going on. 30 years ago, if you were tired, you'd have a B12 shot.
Yeah.
And that's something we just don't think of these
Madonna
days.
Madonna ruined it for everyone when she started giving them to Justin Timberlake in the bottom. I'm sorry, I've digressed.
I don't know. Who?
Yes.
I do know.
No, yeah, okay, sure, fine. Okay, Julia says, anything about hormones and nutrition, please? Why am I always craving sugar when I'm and when I have PMS?
Okay, that's possible, only possible, that, again, balance your glucose levels because that will reduce sugar cravings. It's possible that you are, I don't say low in magnesium, but you might want to, during your period or for a few days beforehand, take 100 or 200 milligrams of magnesium last thing at night.
How long does it take? Because I've always just assumed a week in my head. I've just thought it's a week. When you start taking something like magnesium, how long before it builds up to the level where
how long does it take for a Nurofen to work?
Oh, okay.
In other words, it's a mechanism. And you're adding something to the mix, effectively. So it should work quite quickly.
Oh, okay.
Which is why I say to people, if they're taking magnesium to sleep, then don't take the full 200 or 300 milligrams straight away.
It's a relaxant, people. It also relaxes the bowel.
Yes. So start with 100 or even 50, and then build up every few days by increasing 50 milligrams if you can. Because, and I say this with love, and I'm quoting a friend, it's a horrible quote, so cover your ears if you're sensitive. You don't misjudge a fart is what I'm so sorry, but I shouldn't have said that, should I?
No, it's amazing.
One of my clients said to me when I told her this, she said she went out and she bought 200 milligrams and I told her to take two. And the notes, not only in person, but also the guidance notes that I send every client afterwards are explicit. Do not do this. Only buy those. Didn't listen.
Right. Got you. Interesting. Love a bit of magnesium. Audrey, I would be interested in what she thinks, because I kept it anonymous, but she'd be interested to know what you think about fasting and at what times during the day we should be eating. Must we eat three meals, or is it okay to skip a meal if you're just not that hungry?
Yes, it is. But, you may not be, you're not fasting necessarily just to lose weight. You're fasting, what about your nutritional needs as well? Mm. So it may be that actually you have something teeny. An apple and some walnuts will do.
But that still meets your nutritional needs.
Well, apple will contain fiber, quercetin, an anti-inflammatory, it's an antioxidant. You've got walnuts contain fiber, protein, omega-3, or at least the first cousin of omega-3 called AHA. That'll do. But, not skipping a meal is not fasting.
Yes. When does skipping a meal, when does fasting become fasting?
I think when you have that 16-8 where you're not eating for an extended period of time.
Got you. Livia, hi Emma. All these questions are brill. From my point of view, it would be great to know if there are any supplements to avoid when breastfeeding or pregnant. Also, any supplements to help minimise post-pregnancy hair loss?
I think if you took a pregnancy formula that gives you iron, obviously folic acid, probiotics are a good thing to take. Mm-hmm. During breastfeeding, it's quite different. Mm-hmm. I know that there are some formulas that you can take during breastfeeding, but it's not particularly high in anything. Mm-hmm. Probiotics are a good thing to take, but don't forget you can take probiotics in the form of miso, sauerkraut,
right,
kefir, and omega-3, important as well, but you can get that from fish. If you don't want to have fish, you can get it from purslane or walnuts. Mm-hmm.
Walnuts. I'm getting some walnuts on the way home. Yeah. I'm going to be like you after your mineral.
Exactly. I'm going to find you in Whole Foods.
You'll get an SOS, Ian. I couldn't help myself. Come and get me.
I can't carry everything.
Mount the curb in your 4x4. It's time. It's time.
That's what they're used for.
Yeah. Ram raid Whole Foods.
Yeah.
Any supplements to help minimise post-pregnancy hair loss? I wonder if there can be. Can there? Because that's about extending...
Iron is important. Protein is important as well.
Okay.
You could look at your protein intake.
So balance, yeah, rather than a specific.
Yeah. But I also think that, you know, post-pregnancy, there's a big pressure on women to sort of, you know, have their bikini body.
Oh, my God.
Beach ready.
There's this new thing on Instagram and it's like 10 days postpartum back in my jeans. Leave it out.
Yeah, I know. Luckily, we don't know where they live. what was that post the other day from, I can't remember who, someone I follow, a dog. Ned the Cavadoodle or whatever he's called in Australia, who said, are you beach ready? You know, yes, I've, you know, get your beach body. Get a body, go to the beach.
I love it.
I know the dog didn't type that, but it's on his Instagram.
Well, you never know. You never know. Sheila has said, these days, I feel completely bamboozled. You and me both, Sheila. Some nutritionists are firmly in the no bread grains camp, and then some, mostly the vegetarian vegans, are okay with some grain. Apart from reducing processed foods and eating fresh, which sounds simple in theory, mm-hmm, I feel lost.
Let's talk about the grains first. There are some people who believe that we're all intolerant to grains, that the human digestive system hasn't adapted to them. Our mm-hmm modern farming methods have changed to such a degree that we can't tolerate them. It may be true of some people. I think generally it's not true. As we said earlier on, there's an over-reliance on carbohydrates mm-hmm and grains. So minimize them, go for whole grains, don't avoid them. You can avoid them, but it's not practical. Mm-hmm. And that becomes a diet that has a beginning, a middle, and an end, because mm-hmm eventually you will find yourself in Paris or on a plane or on a train where you have no choice and you think, oh, damn it, sod it, I'll do it. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the gates of hell have opened for some people.
The sugar monsters
awake. Sugar monsters go, right, what have I missed?
Okay. So just keep it simple.
Keep it simple and just remember there's nothing new in nutrition. It hasn't been for a long time. Boring though it is, follow the government guidelines, tweak them, Mediterranean-style diet. It works.
You should call your 13th book Nutrition, N-E-W. No?
No, but thanks. No. Nothing
full
nutrition.
Of ideas.
Nothing nutrition.
Nothing nutrition. Yes. That would be amazing. Meg. I loved Meg's question or her comment. Yes, I have a question. How can we possibly make informed decisions about diet and nutrition when for every bit of research for a certain diet, i.e. keto, paleo, etc., there is just as much research against it? I was recently told by a doctor after a DNA test that my body would respond best to a high-carb, low-fat diet, and then literally the next day a study was released showing this diet may make you more likely to have a stroke or cause heart disease. It makes my head spin.
Oh, gosh, that's a huge question. Mm. How do we unpack that? Yes, the problem is that science is very badly reported in the press. And the outcomes are not necessarily, the outcomes of research are not necessarily examined in great detail by journalists. Sometimes some do, of course, and some equally just take the press release and publish.
Sometimes that deadline is looming and you just got to get it
yes
out.
Yes. I mean, there was one last week about, you know, alcohol, about, you know, drinking will make you die early.
But my friend Hannah posted it on Facebook.
But if you look at someone, you know, incredibly bright like Christopher Snowden on Twitter, you'll see that he's posted a fantastic rebuttal to that, which looks at the evidence, the evidence in the very trial that's quoted.
Oh, brilliant.
And also, for instance, there's another one last couple of weeks ago, which got all over the place. I did a radio show and it was so many callers that, you know, eating pasta makes you thin. Well, of course, you have to look at who paid for it, and I think it was someone called them Big Pasta. But also the fact that you have to look at the confounders, which is, do people who eat pasta, whole grain pasta, also follow a Mediterranean diet? Are people who take a vitamin, or are people who are on a low-fat, low-carb, high-fat diet, are they more generally informed? Did they have more weight to lose? What's their history of dieting? It is incredibly confusing, and I wish I could give someone a direct answer. I could if they were sitting here and had had a consultation. I'm not selling my services, because I don't really do that very much. But.
Well, you never know. You may get some requests. We'll put your details in the show notes. Leanne has said, oh, yes, are there any supplements / foods, fruits, that are good for keeping endometriosis at bay?
Again, endometriosis is very specialist. It's not that I don't know. I just don't know enough about it to answer that. There's a nutrition specialist who has done a master's on this. And if is it Leanne?
Yes.
If Leanne would like to contact me, mm-hmm. I will find all their details and pass them on. And I think they may have a book as well.
Okay.
So, Leanne, I'm sorry I can't be more specific, but I will help you if you get in touch.
Afshan says, like some of the comments above, I'm confused about all the different supplements and advice. So my question would be, is there one supplement that we should all take without question? And if so, what would that be?
Vitamin D, living in Britain, very important. D3. You could also, it's not one supplement. I think omega-3 is important. Mm-hmm. A probiotic. I think those are the three that I would take. There's always a reason to take every supplement, mm-hmm. as we were saying about my mineral lectures.
Yeah.
There's, if you read about them, you will get supplement guilt. You go, oh, I should be taking it. But those are the three core ones. And also, if you take a probiotic, it has a big win, because you improve overall digestion, absorption of the rest of your food as well.
Mm, that's true. Asha asks, this is an interesting one, is a Vitamix worth the money, or is it just a jazzed up blender?
It's a blender with a very good engine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you need a Porsche when you can have a Fiat 500? I mean,
rhetorical question.
Yeah.
Elizabeth says, influence of food on skin, especially dairy / sugars, as triggers of skin problems like acne and rosacea.
In many people, that can be absolutely true. Certainly the sugars. Rosacea, I've noticed anecdotally that if I put someone on a low sugar diet with a probiotic, that they do very well.
Mm-hmm.
But sorting out gut issues will help with rosacea, or should help, mm-hmm. so that long term you don't have to be on a really strict plan.
Mm-hmm.
Dairy, some people react badly to it, some people don't. Do you know, dairy is very useful, has a very easily absorbed form of calcium. So if you're going to drop dairy, look at some good alternatives that contain calcium.
I've heard a lot, and I've had people on the show before talk about the fact that the reason why people are developing allergies to dairy isn't because of dairy itself, it's because of all the processing. And actually, it's the unpasteurized that... No.
There's some merit to that, but again, it's a very popular idea to demonize food processing.
Mm-hmm.
That they are trying to poison us. They have their own interests at heart. But without them, there are 57, 60 million of us in the UK. We all need feeding.
Mm.
We can't all go to Whole Foods, and we can't all eat kale and don't want to.
Mm.
That actually you should be able to eat from your local market, supermarket, etc. Not everyone is financially able to, and nor should they feel they have to be either, spend this enormous amount of money on food. And processing is essential so that food lasts and it can be delivered to us.
Mm.
So don't demonize it too much. I mean, if you do respond to dairy, then find out why.
Yep. Katie asked a brilliant question, and it was the topic of my second 26 habits, which I did not do well at. How much water should we be drinking?
A lot of the liquid you get comes from tea and coffee and fruit and vegetables. There's, you know, even chicken.
Mm.
And that's overlooked. Again, water's been sold to us like a nutrient, like vitamin C in a bottle.
Mm-hmm.
That if you don't have water, then even gin contains water, and your kidneys...
That's excellent news.
Excellent news.
Actually, I don't like gin.
Don't go, look at a bottle of Pinot Noir and go, no, sorry, it's alcohol. They separate it out. They're totally indiscriminate. So a fair proportion, 20-25% perhaps, comes from the food you eat. So a good, you know, litre and a half is probably around the way to go for water, more in hot weather and more if you're exercising.
Okay, good to know. Asha has asked, which is if there is a supplement for thinning hair. She's using something right now, but she just doesn't know whether it's worth it.
You need to look at your protein intake.
Okay.
And also look at iron intake as well.
Mm-hmm. Alison, supplements to help with energy, as mentioned above, but also anything to help with PCOS and IBS.
PCOS is, interesting enough, we've touched on it several times. Mm. Balancing glucose levels means that you will trigger potentially a little less insulin, and a byproduct of insulin is testosterone, which leads to PCOS, or one of the influences.
Mm-hmm.
So balancing glucose levels is important. You might want to look at taking chromium. Not everyone needs chromium, and you probably get enough from what you eat, but chromium, I think I put something on my Instagram about chromium last week.
I'm going to make it sound like an instrument now. Is it chromium picolinate?
Picolinate. Yeah, exactly.
Picolinate.
Yeah, probably better. Yeah.
I'll take the whole grain pasta with the picolinate sauce.
picolinate is not to be used by people with liver damage.
Okay.
But
is it tough on the liver?
Yeah.
Then okay.
But only if you've got liver damage or impaired liver function.
Okay. Good to know. So again, balancing that glucose.
IBS, the second part of that was IBS.
Sorry.
Yeah. Probiotics, a gut plan should help. But again, IBS in some cases is self-diagnosed and also has become a bit of a catch-all phrase for anything goes on between your mouth and your bottom that's not right.
Exactly.
And so see a professional, see a gastroenterologist if you can, see a nutritionist.
Mm.
So I don't mean to flog them the whole time, but if you can, then you know you could find out that your IBS is actually not IBS.
Mm.
Could be small intestine bowel overgrowth and you need a FODMAP diet. It could be several different things.
Well, coming back to Eve, I went to go and see Eve, and yes, there was a reason. But when I finished my consultations with her, I just thought, I could have gone on for years, and this would have been the building block of fixing the issue. And I just would have, everything I would have done, a GP or exercise or a different diet, which would have just, it would never have addressed that problem. And you just realize that the gut is the root.
Yeah, for that, certainly.
Right. Nicola asks, the best food / supplements for skin conditions like eczema and psoriasis?
Fats. Very important. Essential fats, omega-3. So you're going to find that in fish, walnuts, purslane. Supplement may be useful because you can have higher amounts and sort of control the dosage. Zinc will be important as well. And zinc, you really don't need more than 45 milligrams a day from all sources. So think about that. So don't, if you're taking a zinc citrate, 15 milligrams, just watch to make sure there's no other zinc in other supplements.
Where do you find zinc in food?
Oysters.
Oh, yeah, I have them every
fish,
day.
Fish, chicken, it's a good source of zinc as well.
Oh, really?
Nuts and seeds.
Okay. Some nutritionists now say calories are not that important.
No, we touched
it's
on this.
More about how your hormones are working, etc., and don't need to go low-cal. For weight loss, should we be counting calories or have a rough idea or not bother and eat right will take care of itself? Does low-cal mess with metabolism? Thank you. That's from Sarah.
Sarah, yes. Very low-calorie will have repercussions. So you want to be aware of your calories.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you were an advocate of clean eating, you can still greatly exceed your calorie intake and you will not lose weight. Doesn't matter what the food is.
So what?
If you, let's say, for instance, you have 3,000 calories a day and they come from chia seeds and avocado and gluten-free salad.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
I don't know, no such thing, but you know, gluten-free bread, et cetera, and you're having 3,000 calories a day of the finest food that LA has ever produced, then you won't lose weight.
Mm.
You'll gain weight.
Calories in.
Calories, yeah.
Right.
But it doesn't mean that you can't make your calories count for you, work right. for you. But yeah, calories are important and be mindful of them.
Mm-hmm. Layla asks, can I take BCAA while on intermittent fasting? I think she means intermittent fasting. Yeah. Currently, I take it in the fasting window, but only if I train.
Yes. The answer is yes, you can.
Okay. And so, and I had to go, I went back and I was like, BCAA?
Branched chain amino acids.
What does that look like?
Branched chain amino acids are amino acids in supplement form.
Okay. Simple to help the, like with muscle repair.
Supplements. Yeah.
Okay. But only in the fasting window.
You can take them at any time, frankly, as long as you're training.
Okay, good. Got you. Layla again has asked, I have read loads of great stuff about activated charcoal. I think we might be getting... Oh, I love it. Listeners, you couldn't see Ian's face. Layla has the coconut version. Is it as good as all the blogs say?
No. It doesn't. It's not activated.
How do you activate charcoal?
Well, just be nice to it.
Call it a slime.
Yes, yes. Trigger. Find a trigger.
Charcoal trigger.
Do you know... again, that's being sold to us as something like a bit like kale was sold to us a few years ago. It's not activated. I mean, these activated nuts, for instance, you can buy £6 or £7 for a bag. When I saw a client recently, they had a bag of activated nuts, and I was thinking, and she said, I only have them because they taste so much better. And I taste them, I thought, it doesn't taste much better at all. £7 for a small bag.
Gee whiz. So activated charcoal is a load of old.
Well, you know, it can't be enough in food to make a difference. Mm-hmm. Can't possibly. And also, it doesn't filter out what you think it filters out. It's quite indiscriminate about some of the stuff
so
that it takes.
So why? What would be the reason for taking charcoal, activated or otherwise?
It can help digestive issues.
Okay.
But, you know.
Right.
Don't look to one element to solve your problems.
Could it just make things black?
Yes.
Right. Got you.
That'll be pleasing. It's a moment to remember.
Just drink a pint of Guinness.
Yeah.
Camilla says, about 18 months ago, I binned all diet and eating plans. I discovered I'd spent my life with binge eating disorder and wasn't willing to play the self-loathing game anymore. Good for you, Camilla. For reasons that started with other people's attitudes towards my body, being nagged to lose a few pounds and having my food intake observed since puberty, I spent my life a few stones overweight based on intuition and BMI. I'm not willing to go back to any kind of restrictive diet or fad eating style, but for my health, I'd like to work on maintaining a healthy, balanced diet and appropriate portion sizes.
Yeah.
I hope this would strengthen a good relationship with food and stabilize my body weight. But there's so much BS out there. Can your guest outline what a healthy, balanced diet and appropriate portions look
I think
like?
We've sort of done that.
We have done
we
that.
Have that. Yeah. Okay. So put it this way: if you had breakfast, snack, lunch, snack, dinner, mm-hmm. including your macros combined, balance your glucose levels, followed a mostly Mediterranean type diet. So I'll give you an, if you take a small teacup for breakfast and you might have Greek yogurt and then the second teacup, say 3/4 of that with or half of that with Greek yogurt, depending on how hungry you are, and the rest you would put a combination of nuts and seeds and berries,
mm-hmm.
tick every single box.
Okay.
Mid-morning you might have an oat cake with some nut butter. If you don't want nuts, then you can have some hummus. If you don't want hummus, you can have some smoked salmon. If you don't want an oat cake, what you might do is have some chickpeas with some yogurt or some sauce. You can have...
I hear that makes really good sense, but for me, I find that really functional, like getting an oat cake, putting a bit of nut butter on it and having that in isolation. It feels like it feels strategic. For me, it takes the joy out of it.
No, well, fair enough. And you know, your listener, who's Sarah?
Camilla,
I'm so sorry.
May feel very differently.
Absolutely. And I think that, you know, if you've had a history of dieting and dieting has become, understandably, an issue, an area of your life that is problematic and potentially traumatic as well, then doing anything functional may not work.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, little and often Mediterranean type diet, use that fist element for how much you should be eating, and... you know, go for plenty of fruit and vegetables, etc., then, you know, that will tick your nutritional boxes.
Sorry, I'm
joking.
What
if I said it was funny?
No, I just thought of a third name for the book, but I can't say it on air. Sorry. Rebecca asked about celiac disease. I think this is a bigger question that perhaps we can't cover on the show, which is, what can you do to help repair small bowel?
It's quite interesting. Well, your villi, the little sort of finger-like protrusions that are responsible for absorption, when you stop having gluten, they should repair themselves. It takes a little bit of time. You can certainly, the biopsy that you may well have had to be diagnosed with celiac disease, I suppose you could go back and have a second one.
Mm.
But they should repair themselves in time.
Okay.
To a degree. I mean, not maybe some people may not have 100%.
Okay. Louise asks, I suffer with bad reflux and digestion issues. Can you suggest anything to help?
I'm wondering, bad reflux. Reflux, that some foods can be triggers, and only you know that. Sometimes chocolate, spices, coffee can be a trigger.
Mm-hmm.
I have found that taking a little bit of slippery elm, which is a herb, and I'm not a herbalist,
a little bit of slippery elm
in powder form, mixing it with water,
mm-hmm.
and sipping it when you have reflux can help. That's anecdotal for you. I've forgotten, I'm old. What was the other part of the question?
Oh, it was just that, I believe. Okay. Bad reflux and digestion issues.
Yeah.
I was already in Harry Potter. I was like, slippery elm sounds like something from potions.
Yes.
Anushka asks, are there any supplements that are suitable for pregnant ladies? I'm currently finding it difficult to eat full meals and find myself grazing from dawn to dusk, and it's not always the good things.
Balance your glucose levels. That will help you graze better. I don't think there's anything wrong with having a protein supplement,
mm-hmm.
A protein powder, but...
How do you feel about whey? Is whey...
Whey is absolutely fine, okay. Unless you have a problem with dairy. But again, that's... not as well as everything else.
Yeah. Can supplements really help with thinning hair? What can I take that really makes a difference to hair growth thickness?
Iron, vitamin C, some B vitamins, and protein.
Okay. I will try all of that. Are collagen supplements effective?
Now, that's interesting because I don't think they are. But I haven't read any robust research into that. Mm. I don't know if you have. But I keep being sent collagen drinks and... I haven't read robust research into it that says they are, but I know one or two people who say they are. So there's I'm a bit confused.
There's a collagen drink for which I did some work, and they had very impressive clinical trials that showed an increase in the absorption. It was marine collagen, and that it increased your natural collagen levels, which I didn't believe was possible. Since then, someone has said to me that actually the only collagen that can have any impact... And your natural collagen levels is bovine, not marine. So again, it's like, this is going to be a longer conversation.
Yeah. I haven't seen all the research, but I did try a collagen drink once for a few weeks, having been sent it.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a freebie, and I couldn't see any difference whatsoever. But then, my skin's older.
Yeah. It's about being realistic about what a supplement...
And also what you're looking for. If you're trying to regain, your 20s dewy skin and you're, in your 60s, then that's a big ask.
Mm, yeah. Leanne asks, I would like to know more about the effects of soya in the diet. I take thyroxin for hypothyroidism and was told to avoid soy at all costs. Is soya all the same?
Yes, they are all the same. It's different for everybody. I can see why you would have been told not to avoid it at all costs, but soy is quite easy to avoid.
Mm.
You just don't have soy milk, don't have soy sauce.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, don't have edamame either. I had a client who said, well, what's wrong with edamame? Soybeans.
I didn't know that, listeners.
Okay. But if there's some in a processed food somewhere, I can't imagine that's a problem. There's a lot of talk about soy and breast cancer, mm-hmm. estrogen, estrogen receptors. I wrote a book with a cardiologist a few years ago about cholesterol, and one of the foods that we recommended was soy. And the cardiologist was adamant that on Google Scholar, there is no robust evidence to show that soy causes breast cancer. There is a link, however, and I'm not an expert in that department.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm passing the buck too much.
No, I would. I think it's much better to pass the buck than to fudge an answer and not be accurate. Right. Caroline, who I went to school with. Hi, Caroline.
Hello.
If not too late, does seed cycling help with hormone balance?
Seed cycling?
Yes. No, I don't know either. I've never heard of it. Caroline, you've bamboozled us.
Caroline, I apologise meekly.
We'll take this offline, Caroline. We'll try and figure out an answer.
We'll sort you out elsewhere.
Sarah.
See me outside.
Yeah, see us in Whole Foods, our four. Sarah says, general supplements a woman should take for better health, especially living in the UK with our climate.
I think we touched on that. Vitamin D, very important. Again, a reason to take every single supplement, but a probiotic and omega-3, vitamin D, I think, are the core ones.
What kind of vitamin D am I looking for? Is D3. It a spray? Is it a tablet?
Makes no difference. Some people prefer the spray because it's easily absorbed, but you can take it in tablet form as well, or capsule form.
And what milligram-age should I be looking to take a day? Bearing in mind, when I had my hormones tested and my vitamin D came back as massively, massively in the red, I was put on 20,000 milligrams a day for a period. I love this. Ian's popped to his pill cabinet.
Do you know why? Because pill cabinet. Huge chest. 500 IU is a normal dose, and I take one a day.
What's IU?
International units.
Which is the same as a milligram?
No, they're all different. There's MCG, which are micrograms, milligram, which is MG.
Right, so micrograms are smaller than milligrams, or the other way around?
Micrograms are smaller than milligrams.
Yep, thought so.
So, and IU is international units. That's the standard way of describing vitamin D.
Because it's the difference between metric and imperial.
Yeah.
Feet and inches. So that would translate, to roughly what?
That's the standard dose, is 500 IU. Okay. Don't convert it to milligrams or micrograms. Vitamin D is nearly always in IUs.
Oh, okay. Good to know. And finally, of listener questions, Kim asks, we've already kind of covered this. What are collagen supplements and are they worth taking?
Okay, we'll
These have all come in as we've been talking.
Okay.
These later ones, I haven't had a chance to see these.
I wonder how many of your listeners have made it through for an hour and a half. I'm not complaining. No, because I just saw on your podcast that most of them were about an hour and 10, hour and five, that sort of level. So I feel I've droned on a bit.
No, you haven't. Okay. I've been fascinated, honestly. Trust me.
All right.
If you were boring me, I would have nixed this.
Yeah.
And asked for another coffee.
Yeah, you can have another one if you want.
I do feel like I could still talk to you for a long time, but I think the thing that I have...
We can do it again sometime.
I think we should.
Yeah.
I think we should. The thing I've taken away from this is it is complicated. I'm not wrong for having been confused by it. I'm also not wrong for making any decisions.
Choices that you made.
Or choices. But I also have come away with it knowing that balancing my glucose levels is vital.
Yeah.
Eating a Mediterranean diet.
Yeah.
Is...
Ticks all the boxes.
Cure all, but exactly, ticks all the boxes. And yeah, maybe not to be so hard on myself.
I mean, that's another aspect of it. I think a lot of us are hard on ourselves. Instagram's made it very easy to be hard on ourselves. You know, we're judged on followers and who we like and et cetera, et cetera. And I think that, no, just be kind to yourself. Have you had a best friend if one had a best friend who had a pizza, I mean, you wouldn't stand in the corner and go, you stupid fat cow, what have you done? You ruined it. Typical of you. You can't keep anything up, can you? Well, you deserve to be overweight. I mean, even saying that, I feel uncomfortable. They're horrible words to say.
But we say them to ourselves
all the time.
It's so true. It's so true. We're awful to ourselves. My internal monologue is vile. I'm working on it, though.
I'm 54, and my internal monologue is a lot better than it used to be. What have I done? I think when I was younger, I felt I needed to be more muscly, bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And I've certainly let go of that now. I enjoy my food more than I used to, a lot more, because when I was first diagnosed with celiac, before I was diagnosed, but 5 years beforehand, food was an enemy.
Mm.
And it was a battle to be waged every single day, two or three times a day, because everything made me feel so unwell.
Mm.
And so it took a long time to get over that, even when I was diagnosed.
I bet.
And then... You know, it's interesting when you have a diagnosis of anything, that becomes your headline, your guiding light for eating. Mm. So then I would eat too many foods that were gluten-free. So I gained weight.
Mm.
I wasn't comfortable. What have I done? You know, so I think a lot of this comes with age. Comes that sort of feeling of being at peace with yourself comes with age. And I wish I was like this when I was 35.
Mm. Yes, but as we said... Would life just be boring if you were sorted? All of these little stepping stones to getting better, is that actually the tapestry of life?
Your U bend of happiness, isn't it? That you get to a certain point when you realise, no, this is really it.
Mm.
And, you know, this is how I'm going to be. I'm not going to be 6'2". I'm not going to be, you know, wildly successful. I'm not going to have a wonderful house in the country and have a house in Spain. You know, it's just not going to happen. And I'm fine with it as it is.
I do like to dream, though. I do always like to have a dream.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think that these
days... But a realistic one.
These days, you know, looking... if you constantly flick through car magazines or architectural magazines and found houses, and go, oh, gee, I'm a terrible person because I don't live like that, we would know that that's ridiculous. But when we look at health magazines and see images of other people, we don't separate out that they're not achievable for us.
I had someone comment on the Facebook group this week just saying they were feeling, and I hope you don't mind me sharing this on the podcast, saying that they were beginning to see signs of aging. They were in their 40s and they were seeing grey hairs and sagging skin and blah, blah, blah. And I actually, my advice was, well, think of, you've listed three things that you don't like about yourself, but also maybe list three things that you do to sort of counter it. Yeah. And the other thing I said was, and I've only come to this realization recently, my 25-year-old self couldn't walk a day in my shoes without having a sit down and a cry. Like, really? And I'm, because I'm...
No, I understand.
I'm really proud of the things that I do now, but, and I couldn't have done them at 25. No. I wanted to do them. But I couldn't have handled all the stuff. So I'm
well, like, I didn't dare have opinions in case someone disagreed with me. And, you know, when I had my, I don't know, 8 or 10 years on television, you have to tread a very careful line. And so, you know, I'm pretty glad that, that spotlight's off me.
Yeah, I agree. Sort of sitting on the fence and not speaking up.
Not offending anyone.
But then actually what you would end up doing, and we talked about this before we hit record, is you'd end up doing something that didn't make you happy, and then you internalise it.
Of course, then that self-talk comes.
Yes. Oh, gosh, I could honestly talk to you now for another 4 hours. But the reason why I've been looking so fidgety is because my battery's about to go.
Oh, okay, all right.
So we must wind it up, but thank you so much. Just remind the listeners, you have 12 books currently available.
I don't think all of them are available, but the last one was How... Eat Your Way to Lower Cholesterol, and then I start writing another one next week. Oh, I'm dreading it.
Oh, it'll be fabulous.
No, no, it's just that moment of writing, sitting when all the stuff is over and you've talked to your editors and your publishers and your agents and all that's done and you're sitting at home and everyone's saying, oh, marvellous, well done you. I'm sitting at where I'm sitting right now with an open laptop and a blinking cursor on a black blank page going, what the have I done?
That's when you start a WhatsApp with me, Nadine,
no,
whoever
it's
else.
No, I'll never write
No, because we will tough love you into doing it.
Okay.
All right. But Ian, thank you so much.
Thank you very much for asking.
Oh, anytime. We will be doing this again. This is fascinating. Listeners, all of the links to Ian will be in the show notes on emmaguns.com, on Acast and on iTunes.
Can I just say one thing? Follow me on Twitter and take part in the NutriBollocks poll. It's a lighthearted poll every Friday, or sometimes every other Friday, where I show you the most ridiculous, misguided, unpleasant, or plain laughable claim, product, brands, and we vote for the one of the week.
Yes, do. I vote in it every week. It's one of my highlights, actually. Oh, I was on the train on the way here and I saw it come up and I was like, oh, what have I got to choose from this week? I love doing it. The link to that will obviously...
And send me the nominations as well.
Oh, yes. Oh, gosh. If you see something ridiculous out in the real world, out in the wild,
yeah,
Ian would love to see it. Yeah. All of those links will be in the show notes. And I just want to say I adore you for listening. Before you go, just a quick one. If you've enjoyed this episode, if you want to talk to me about something, if you want to join a wider conversation, there's some really lovely ways to do it. I have a dedicated listener inbox. No other spam goes in there. I am quite territorial about it. Email me at thebeautypodcast@gmail.com if you're a listener and you have thoughts and feelings about the episodes and you would like to share them with me. If you want to join a wider conversation, there is a fabulous Facebook group. It's closed, it's private, but I approve every single member. So go in, ask to join, and I usually get to it within a day. There are some lovely conversations going in there at the moment, and I often give sneak previews of guests that I'm about to record with to ask if there are any questions that you would like me to ask. So you do get a very sneak preview of upcoming guests. The link to that will be in the show notes. And if you are enjoying this episode or many of the other shows, I would be so delighted if you would go over to iTunes, click those 5 stars, and maybe write a couple of sentences about why you enjoy the show. It would mean the world to me, and it would help a show like mine stand out on a massive platform like iTunes. Thank you so much, and I'll see you on the next one.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.